You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of another Apple Watch feature. And in this particular demonstration, I want to show you how you can set the accessibility shortcut for triple clicking or triple pressing the digital crown, as we find on the iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, for turning accessibility options on or off. And currently in version 1.0 of the Apple Watch software, you can use the accessibility shortcut to toggle on and off VoiceOver or Zoom. So I just want to show you where you can do that in the Apple Watch app itself running on your iPhone. Currently, that functionality is not part of the VoiceOver settings on the Apple Watch itself. So let me just one finger flick back on my iPhone screen here to find the Apple Watch app.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch.
There's the Apple Watch. One finger double tap to open it.
Apple Watch. My watch. Heading.
And we want to get down to the general item. So one finger flick to the right.
App layout. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Notifications. Glances. Do not disturb. General. Button.
And one finger double tap on general.
General, my watch,
and one finger flick down to the right, so to speak, to get to accessibility.
General, heading, about, software update, automatic downloads, watch orientation, accessibility, button.
One finger double tap on accessibility.
Accessibility, general, back button.
Okay, that's accessibility screen. And if I touch the bottom left-hand side of my screen down the bottom.
Selected, my watch, tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, that's the tabs down the bottom. One finger flick back to the left.
Accessibility shortcut.
And there's the accessibility shortcut currently set to VoiceOver. So one finger double tap that.
Triple click the digital crown 4.
Heading. So triple click the digital crown 4. One finger flick to the right.
Selected. VoiceOver.
Currently one selected on VoiceOver, or you can also choose Zoom. So if I just press my home button to come out of my Apple Watch app on my iPhone, and then come to my Apple Watch here.
Clock face. 0:23 and 5 seconds.
Okay, and I'm now going to press my digital crown 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
And I've turned off VoiceOver. So now it's a standard Apple Watch. And press the digital crown again 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on.
I've turned VoiceOver back on again. So that's how easy it is to activate the accessibility shortcut within the Apple Watch app itself on your iPhone. Again, going to the Apple Watch app. Settings, general, accessibility. Right down the bottom, you'll have the accessibility shortcut. And in there currently, as of version 1.0 of the software, you can select VoiceOver or Zoom. And then when you come back to the Apple Watch, when you wake it up, you can then press the digital crown 3 times to turn or toggle off and on VoiceOver or Zoom, of course, depending on what you selected on the Apple Watch app. So that completes this demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applethis.com.